Friday, July the 24th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with the Procrastination Boo. Yesterday I was talking about conscientiousness, one of the big five personality traits, and its strong relation in terms of research with procrastination, and that it is one of the key personality variables in terms of the big five, remembering the big five through the word canoe: conscientiousness, agreeableness, neuroticism, openness to experience, and extroversion. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the other traits that is correlated, although not as strongly as conscientiousness, with procrastination. And remembering that the key thing about this is that we're trying to figure out, so what are the personality factors, the individual differences that contribute to our procrastination, or at least are related to our procrastination. And the second one I wanted to talk about is neuroticism. Now, the findings with neuroticism aren't nearly as strong, but I think that some of the research isn't done yet. There's a lot more we need to do, and there's lots of evidence to show that our worry and our anxiety and our self-consciousness and our depression, which are parts of or facets of neuroticism, emotional instability, or emotional instability, will contribute to procrastination. So in the research literature, we find that there are just small correlations between this overall trait, neuroticism and procrastination, but some of these facets, particularly anxiety and self-consciousness, are reported in various places in the literature to contribute to our procrastination, particularly self-consciousness. So people who are highly self-conscious spend a lot of time evaluating themselves, thinking about themselves in a state of worry, and it contributes to procrastination in a number of ways. For example, some of the research on flow, this idea of flow, is one by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, where an athlete or an artist who is deeply engaged in his or her activity is in a state of flow. Well, we've seen research to show that procrastinators don't get into states of flow as often, and the main contributing factor is self-consciousness. And as well, in terms of neuroticism or emotional instability, the anxiety that we feel can sometimes create a situation where we have fear of failure that is related to procrastination. Now, some of the research seems to say that fear of failure isn't a contributing factor, but some of our own more recent research shows that there's a strong relation between fear of failure and procrastination. So to the extent that we're high on emotional instability, we're going to see that we are likely to procrastinate because we're overly self-conscious, because we're anxious, and with that anxiety and self-consciousness can come this giving in to feel good. I'll talk more about the procrastination and personality in the upcoming boos and try to make sense of this, but you can see that neuroticism can be considered a liability in our personality and contribute to our procrastination. And for those of us who are high in neuroticism, we have to think about how are we going to deal with that. And we'll get there too. I'll catch you tomorrow.